You're listening to The Record on KUOW, and I'm David Hyde with Ross Reynolds. It's been 1 year since the city of Seattle implemented a mandatory paid sick leave law. The law requires paid sick leave for all businesses with at least 5 full-time employees. So how's that working out for employers? The city, Seattle City Council wanted to know, so they asked researchers at the University of Washington to study the law. And Jennifer Romick is a professor in the School of Social Work, has been leading the research. Jennifer, thanks so much for taking the time.
Thanks for having me.
So what did you find out in this study?
Well, this part of the study, we talked to 24 employers in the city, and overall we talked to them about how they found out about the ordinance, how they started making changes, or if they had to make changes, and how those changes went. And we found that most employers, all but one, had heard about the ordinance at the time we talked to them. Many of them initially found it confusing, but after a few months, they worked through and figured out what they needed to do to implement it.
And why did they find the law confusing at first?
It applies to all employees, full-time employees, part-time employees, temporary employees, seasonal employees, and employees who are based outside of Seattle but work within the city on some sort of regular basis. And many of them found it confusing when they were talking about the last few categories of employees. So, okay, I own a retail store, and people will, you know, I might have someone based in Linwood, but they sometimes substitute for a worker in Seattle. How do I track the leave for that person? And so that was... things like that were confusing. And when do new employees become eligible and things like that? I mean, there are a lot of specific rules around eligibility, and places wanted to make sure they were complying.
And you mentioned one of the employers that you spoke with was opposed to the law. Was that before or after they were opposed, or are they still opposed?
Well, we initially spoke to these folks, these employers, last November through June or so, but most of the interviews were November, December, January, and February. And so I haven't gone back and talked to the ones who are strongly opposed yet.
What was their feedback initially, at least?
A few things. Some were philosophically opposed. They didn't want any more government regulation or government intervention in what they saw as their relationship with their employees. You know, they said, I want to offer my employees good compensation, but I want to decide what that is. I don't want to be forced to offer one benefit over another. And many were concerned about the cost. You know, what is this going to cost me? Particularly in low-margin businesses, we talked to retail workers, or retail employers, and food and hospitality employers. And national statistics indicate that this adds somewhere around 1% to 2% to payroll costs. But in a low-margin business, that can be significant.
Right.
And then people were just frustrated and confused with the tracking requirement. You know, they have to have a way of letting their employees know how much time they have accumulated, and that wasn't information that a lot of people were routinely making available, and so it's just a matter of how do we get our payroll system updated to do this.
All right, well, just to end by summing it up, what has been the impact of this new mandatory paid sick leave law on the businesses here in Seattle based on the interviews with the 24 businesses you spoke with?
I think we won't know the impact until we've gone back and talked to them a year later. I think the initial impact was some confusion, but also folks were really of two minds about it. They understood the need for this type of protection and this type of leave. I remember talking to one owner of a retail establishment who kind of said, you know, I really am of two minds. As a business owner, I worry about my bottom line, but as someone who's raised a few kids, I really wish I would have had more time to take off when they were sick, when they were young. So I think it'll be a little while until we know the bottom line impact, and it's an impact that will be shared by employees and probably customers.
When are you going to have those results?
March.
All right. Thanks so much for telling us about it.
Okay. Thank you, David.
Jennifer Romick is a professor in the School of Social Work, telling us about some of the research she's been doing into Seattle's mandatory paid sick leave law. You're listening to The Record, and I'm David Hyde with Ross Reynolds.